This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I'm laughing because the loons are at it again, but that's okay. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. It's always exciting, too. Love it when you're part of the solution. Don't just sit there complaining about what we're doing, what we're not doing, what's happening, what's not happening. Actually get engaged. Get involved. That's my argument with a lot, but, you know, I won't say most of you, but a lot of you. What are you doing? What are you doing to make a difference? Now, I'm not asking you to run for office. That's a tall job. But are you running somebody? Are you helping to run somebody for office? Are you helping somebody get in office? Right? What do you think? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hit up to the website, realside.com. Right? Where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. So much you can get involved with. Before I get involved in the main story, I love all these stories or some of the stuff that you guys send me during the break. Because you hear me talking about something a day or two ago, and then you, I mean, that's fine. You said it now. But I was telling you how Gavin Newsom was blaming President Trump for all the homelessness because the economy's so good that now apartment owners can charge more for rent, which is, you know, that's the whole idea behind capitals. If you want to make money, you want your investment to grow, right? And so you can charge more. So now people can't afford to live in an apartment, have to live in the street. Okay? Not that they have to live the street. Some of them don't want to live outside the city. They wanted to live in L.A., and that's really where the problem came in. Can't afford to live there. Well, I want to. You can't afford it. Report titled, Pushed Out and Priced Out and Locked Out from Los Angeles, or out of Los Angeles. It's making its way through the news sources. They go on to say that the lack of robust rent control to control the rising housing costs and provide legal protections for tenants is a major factor contributing to Los Angeles County homeless. They're coming in from all over the place. You know what it is? No, that's not what contributing to it. It's because you don't stop them. You don't do anything to really help them and move them along. If you know you can come to the city, you can hang out on the front lawn, you can be fed for free. You can crap right there on the street corner. It's all good. Nobody's going to stop you. What do you expect them to do? Santa Monica, California had this problem a decade ago, 15 years ago. They made it, you couldn't run people out of town for vagrancy. You couldn't move people along. You couldn't bother homeless people. What happened? The place loaded up with homeless. Had nothing to do with rent control. Oh, they couldn't say anything then because you know who was president. You know? The report coupled with the Los Angeles County homeless count makes it real clear that L.A.'s in a lot of problem. Okay? And there's no way to run away from it. The report said that, let me see, a 12% increase in the county's homeless population documented the most recent count could be slowed by simply implementing rent control. By simply telling people in a free market, a free place, who bought their property to make money on, that you can't make money on it. You can't charge more money. Right? LA County has adopted a 3% only increase a year. Again, why? If you can't afford to live there, move. It's that simple. There are other places you can rent. No, you can't live right in the city. And now the document noted that tenants currently facing eviction, 90% don't have the adequate legal representation. Okay? But usually the eviction comes when you're not paying the rent. So if the rent went up, a lot of times they give you a notice that it's going to be raised. You have the option to move out and go somewhere else. If you show up someday because you're ignoring it, and all of a sudden there's locks on the door, why is that the landlord's fault? Speaking to reporters at a conference call, one tenant described having rent raised dramatically for her and her family. Ultimately, she was evicted because the landlord sold the property. You know how hard it is to sell a piece of property when you have rent control stuck on it? We were unable to find affordable housing, she said. It was either because of the size of our family or because of the pets, or it was too expensive to move. We spent $600 just in application fees just to apply for housing. Well, here's the thing. Those two items you stated, you could ask the person up front, do you accept pets? No? Okay, done. Then you don't give them an application fee. You simply ask them a question. And the size of your family, we got 19 people in the family? I've been in some of those places in L.A. years ago when I was an electrical contractor, believe it or not. I'd go into some of those apartment buildings for the owners to clean them up, not clean up the apartment, but to clean up the electrical of the apartment. There'd be three families living in one apartment. And some of those owners didn't care because they were getting money from the government for it. Now, eventually this lady was able to find some housing, but she said initially she had to sleep in a car or at a friend's house. The report also called on the county to support state laws that further protect tenants and strengthen rent controls. Again, back to, just, let's not go with the landowner. Landowner doesn't count anymore. Person owning the building doesn't count anymore. Isn't that cool? So, you know, come to the Soviet Socialist Union of California. We'd want to have you here. Come and see your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guarantee. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. Trump is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with us. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take a poll. Gazillion things you can do on the website. All right. So we were talking about, if you want to, two things. And you guys, let's get in the habit of doing this every night. Head up to the website. If you want to be notified by email about the show, I do that once a week. You can give me the email address, sign up for the newsletter. If you want to be notified a couple times a week, I'll let you know when the show is going to come on through text message. Not a big deal. You can kill it anytime you want to. You simply have to send a text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222, and you get a notice that the show is coming on. Usually just before. I don't do it a couple times a week. So it gets you in the habit. Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays usually we're on 6 to 9 some areas, 9 to midnight in others. If you want to find out the times and the stations, head over to the website, therealside.com, and you'll find it there under the pull-down tab called Shows. All right? Real simple stuff. Anyway, and we are still working on the online applications. I'm working on that as we speak. So, again, I'm back to, issues of the day, what's going on, and the best way to fix homelessness. I don't know if you guys were aware of this. The best way to fix homelessness is to introduce rent control. That's how you're going to fix homelessness. Right? Because most people, they can't afford their apartments because landlords raise their rents. Isn't that terrible? Now, the funny thing about this is they want to put a rent control of 3% a year on. I want you to think about that. All right, 3% a year. Now, pensions and such and other things in the state of California, are, depending on who you've worked for in the state world, are marked to go up anywhere from 3 to 7%. You hear me? 3 to 7% a year. So, seriously, I mean, if you can get 7% for your pension, why can't a landlord only get 3%? They're responsible for the maintenance on those buildings, the upkeep, the taxes, and the taxes are out of control in L.A., and they're just going to get worse. It's almost impossible to evict somebody. It's tough. You can do it, but it's tough. And then if something isn't fixed right or done right or what have you, you can get sued. Your tenants can sue you for that. It's just that these laws don't make any sense the way they put them in place. They're almost, I know they aren't, but it's almost like they're nearly willy. Look it up if you don't know what it is. It means you're really young or something. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Leftist Bill Maher. He's now saying that, you know what, political correctness, it's a cancer. And about time he caught up with the rest of us, right? We've been saying this forever. So, liberal comedian Bill Maher blasted political correctness during a CNN interview Monday night. He called it a cancer on progressivism. Maher hosted the HBO show Real Time with Bill Maher. He's been an outspoken critic of both the right and the left, although he identifies as a progressive and he caucuses with the Democrats, but that doesn't stop him from frequently criticizing the Dems on a regular basis. He told Chris Cuomo's, CNN Chris Cuomo, that they need some tough love. The left needs some tough love. Maher said the Democrats don't help themselves a lot, particularly when it comes to political correctness. He said, I think a lot of the far left political correctness is a cancer. I think when you talk to Trump supporters, they're not blind to his myriad of flaws, but one thing they always say is, he's not politically correct. Maher says, I don't think you can overestimate how much people have been choking on political correctness and hate it. There were two studies about this recently. The vast majority of liberals in this country hate it. They think political correctness has gone way too far. No one likes living on eggshells. Now, think about that. The left, people, I've told you, I've got friends that are Democrats, and they say the same thing. They don't buy into it. They don't believe in it. They don't want any part of it, but you can't stop the lunatics. Matter of fact, I got some really good friends that have been telling me here in California that they're upset with Gavin Newsom, that Gavin Newsom doesn't care what they think, what they have to say. These are people in his party. Maher went on to say, I think that a lot of the far left political correctness is a cancer. He said, again, it's just we have to rein it back in. And Maher's no stranger to attacking political correctness, or what he calls the snowflake culture. Earlier this year, for example, he said that the cultural appropriation was just made up. He's gone after the fragile millennials who need cry rooms and trigger warnings and safe spaces. Look, a lot of times I'm not on the same page as him, and I'm sure he would think I was a lunatic as well. But when you get a guy so far on the left that so many people on the left look up to, and he's pounding on you, you got a problem. And the cultural appropriation thing, my God, you can't get any dumber than that. I don't care who you are. You wear a sombrero and you're selling Italian. I mean, they used to do a thing where I'm at called Taco Tuesdays or some whatever it was. Anyhow, the bottom line with it was, how's that cultural? They love it. You talk to the Hispanic people, Mexican people about some of this stuff, they'll tell you they think it's great. They think it's a form of flattery. So why do you care what the thing? You know, it's funny how the left is. I can't talk about black issues because I'm not black. I can't talk about women's issues because I don't have a uterus. I mean, they go, and even that's a joke because, as we did the other day, remember, women aren't the only ones having abortions. I still haven't figured that one out. But, so, all this lunacy that they push and that they have, and they don't see it. It's so far beyond them. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, I've been screaming for a while here that some of these frivolous lawsuits, they require hefty, hefty fines. So, yeah, you know, when you look at the vindictive lawsuit against the now-famous Colorado cake artist Jack Phillips, his antagonist, who was also connected to an earlier lawsuit against him, is only demonstrating the need for laws against nuisance lawsuits. Because they're coming after him again. The U.S. Supreme Court already ruled in favor of Phillips in a case involving his refusal to create the cake. Now, see, this is, and I'm okay with it. I mean, everybody's got a right to their opinion. This is from one of those sites that's hardcore right-wing. They need to put in here the reason that first case was thrown out had nothing to do with religious freedom. Joe Matheny, your host, this is The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Getting ready for the 2020 election, there was dueling political events in the swing state of Iowa. The president said former Vice President Joe Biden would be a weak opponent. He was responding to the Biden clips in the media as a way to show up his attacks on him. He points out how many times Biden mentions him during his speech.
I think he's the weakest mentally, and I like running against people that are weak mentally. I think Joe is the weakest up here.
He was pointing a finger to his temple, as in, up here. Biden, who is a Democratic frontrunner, calls Mr. Trump an existential threat to America.
But this is a guy who does everything to separate and frighten people. It's about fear and loathing. It's about the way he calls people the names he calls them. No president has done something like that, for God's sake.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. You walk in on a segment, you want the rest of it, later on you can pick it up at our website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a whole bunch of places to get our information. Speaker, Spreaker, whatever it is, SoundCloud. There's a whole bunch of stuff where you can get the info. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, you know, get involved, get engaged. I mean, seriously. Get involved. Get engaged in the conversation. Get engaged in the topics. You can always send me an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Where you can let me know the topic. Who's the speaker? What do you want to hear? And I'll see what I can do about it. I don't mind engaging. I don't mind getting involved. I just want to know what you want. Need to know. I want you to be part of it. So a feminist author has decided that abortion is a form of killing that we need to be able to defend. You let that kind of hang. These people are sick. I don't know how they do this with a straight face, because I'm thinking this is going to be a joke, right? She's not real. She's not serious. And then you find out, no, she's very serious. So, this is a leftist author. She's arguing this on not just the internet, but on TV. Right? And she's calling it a form of acceptable violence. Now, Sophie Lewis, now this should really make you crazy, okay? Sophie Lewis says, and she teaches at the Brooklyn Institute for Social Research. She's a teacher. You better find out if she's, like, in your school or near your school. Matter of fact, if she's in your block, you need to take your kid somewhere else. Sophie, who teaches at the Brooklyn Institute for Social Research, she touts her book, Full Surrogacy Now, Feminists Against Family, as a radical feminist defense of abortion and maternal surrogacy. She argues that more paid maternal surrogacy is needed. So in other words, you know, you don't see, we're getting down to where you don't have to do anything anymore, remember? You want to have children? You know, you get the stuff you need from dad, the stuff you need from mom, plant it in somebody else, and let's see what happens. People are sick. I know, I'm serious. They're sick. If you have a problem conceiving, and you know my heart, you know what I'm talking about, if you have a problem conceiving, then go for it. Get a surrogate. Okay, no big deal. If you don't have a problem conceiving, though, what? You can't be inconvenienced? Is that what it works out to? I mean, I don't understand. And again, like I've always said, I'm not the smartest person in the room. I'm not afraid to say that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let's see. Sophie. Let's see what Sophie has to say. Come on. Come on. Come on. You can do this.
In the U.S. where I live, in Northern Ireland and elsewhere, in the past, the strategies that our side has tended to use have included a kind of ceding of ground to our enemies. We tend to say that
we're enemies. Just so we're clear, we're enemies, okay?
Abortion is indeed very bad, but, or we say, luckily it's not killing. Luckily it's just a healthcare right. We have very little to lose at the moment when it comes to abortion, and I'm interested in winning radically. And I wonder if we could think about defending abortion as a right to stop doing gestational work. Abortion is, in my opinion, and I recognize how controversial this is, a form of killing. It is a form of...
You hear that? No. Did you hear that? Radical leftist, abortion is a form of killing. She's admitting to it. She's telling you, we know this is murder. We know this is killing. Think about where they've come over the decades. Every year, every 2 years, she thinks they've ceded ground. Back in the 70s, when the Supreme Court sided with them, it was not to have abortion on demand. It was not to have abortion in the third trimester. And they said that. But now, they're talking about partial birth abortion, making it legal. And it has been made legal in some states. They're talking about afterbirth abortion. And they've ceded ground? Are they serious? Is she serious? Well, I know she is. We've ceded ground. We've given up ground. And then we have... I'm going to get on us. Then we have the spine or the spinelessness to say, how can they do this? They're doing this because you let them do it. They're doing this because you haven't spoken up until after the fact. Because you're not down at the schools. Why is it that we have drag queens reading... books to kids, when you've got senior centers, almost major, not just city, but you got senior centers in every one of these cities, and they can go read to those kids in the morning. They can go read at the library. You have conservative groups. You have Republican women's groups. Where are you? Do not complain about four, five, or six drag queens going to read at the library with a bunch of small kids. When you've got women's groups of 30, 40, 50, 60 people, you know, I'm going to be doing something on Saturday, and the place have, what is it called, California Gun Girls or something like that? They have a group of women that are learning how to shoot guns, be safe with guns, little girls, big girls. They have kids groups there. They're doing something. Right, they're reaching out and making a difference. What are you doing? This shows you the weirdness. They think they have ceded space. They haven't given up anything. We have. And we've done it cheerfully.
Of killing that we need to be able to defend.
Killing you can defend. The killing you can defend is when somebody breaks into your house, is coming after your kids, coming after your wife. That killing, you can defend. This killing, you can't defend. There is no way to defend taking the life of a born, almost born, whatever, born human being that has no way to fight for itself, no way to defend itself. How do you fight that? How do you justify that? Help me understand.
I am not interested in where a human life starts to exist.
She's not interested in when human life starts to exist. That doesn't bother me. I want to make sure the woman has a total right to decide what, where, when, how, and why. Otherwise, just go pound sand.
I see the forms of making and unmaking each other as sort of continuous processes. The other end of the spectrum is the process of learning how to die well and hold each other and let each other go at the end of our lives as well as at the beginning.
This child hasn't had a chance to hold anybody's hand. Letting it go. What? How does a child let something go? And notice how, first of all, one of the things I noticed is she's having a problem with her eyes. She's looking all around the place like she's searching for words. If you're comfortable with this, if you think this is the right thing, what are you searching for words for? Just put it out there.
But looking at the biology of this kind of hemicorrhizal placentation.
Anyone know what this is?
Helps me think about the violence that innocently a fetus meets out.
What a violent fetus it is.
Vis-a-vis a gestator. And that violence is...
A gestator. You mean when the reproductive health system, when the reproductive system is doing what it's supposed to be doing, that's considered violent. But ripping a baby from the womb and killing it, that's a form of reproductive health.
Is an unacceptable violence for someone who doesn't want to do gestational work. The violence that gestator meets out to essentially go on strike or...
She teaches at a school. I just want to be clear. I want to make sure you guys understand this. This is a school teacher. That is not yours in particular. But she's teaching at a school in Brooklyn. If you have kids in this school, pull them out. Joe Mazzini, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going hell. Baby, baby, it looks like it's going hell.
Oh, no. Come inside. Nothing can help this lady. She has stuck her foot so far into her mouth that it's down, tickling her torso. That's how far down her leg is down her throat. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Left-leaning lunatic and writer Sophie Lewis has a real radical defense of abortion. She has decided that even though she knows and we know and everybody understands that abortion is murder, we just need to accept it. And it doesn't, I mean, really, seriously, when you listen to these people, you have to scratch your head and go, come on, this is a joke, right? This is funny? This is not real. Excuse me. Not real. But man, when you see them, you realize, no, it is real. They're serious about this stuff. Take a listen.
That workplace is unacceptable violence.
So, think about that. Is the work? Is she saying the womb is a workplace?
being pregnant is a workplace.
Oh, being pregnant is a workplace. Mm-hmm. Right. And so you just quit anytime you
want.
Oh, God. Time. You just quit anytime you want to, I guess. Whatever. Amazing. Now, there's a long interview and other things and other stuff that she has done and written about, including, like, you know, a call for abolishing the family. Now, I don't even know what that's about. Why would you want to abolish the family? You're here because of a family. You're here because your parents decided to keep a family. She refers to motherhood, right, as a gestational labor. And there's a lot of other videos she's released. She says we need to move away. In case you guys didn't catch this, we need to move away from the focus of abortion being just a form of health care or arguments around human life. Just call it what it is. It's murder. She's not joking. She's dead serious. Just deal with it. And again, once you bring Planned Parenthood and NARAL into the conversation, you're done with me. You just, you know, those are three strikes. You're out. It's over. Right? I mean, she wants surrogacy, which for those, you know, basically you're planting your egg, your seed, your whatever, in somebody else's womb to raise for you, to go through the pain for you. She said that it actually, right now, it's a $1 billion industry. And she wants to stop it. She says, we shouldn't allow that. Oh, God. So she just, apparently, she just doesn't want babies. She doesn't want anything, you know, anything growing, for what it's worth, for lack of a better conversation. Let me see. They have. Did I screw that up? Yeah, I did, didn't I? God, I hate when I hit the wrong buttons. They broke this down into sound bites, which is great. I'm not going to play them all for you again. But my God, what do you think? You think of what she says. She calls it murder. She has no problem calling it murder, but it's okay. It's a defensible form of child care. Not child care, but of.
Birth control.
I was gonna try to stay away from. All right, birth control, reproductive health. That's what I was looking for. An acceptable form of reproductive health. It seems to be that reproductive health now has everything to do with stopping reproductive health. Right. Also, you know what? This is a story we should put up too. There's over 180. Well, I don't believe that they'll do it. I really don't. But now there's over 180 cities or companies that have declared a ban, or they won't be doing business in the states / areas where abortions are banned. So Twitter, Square CEO Jack Dorsey joined more than 180 other U.S. CEOs. Really seriously, are we surprised by any of this stuff? In a campaign organized in part by abortion giant Planned Parenthood, to declare that newly enacted abortion restrictions in various states go against the values of their companies, and they're bad for business. Why does your company, Square, Twitter, whatever, been here? Here's some of them, right? Yelp, Slack, Tinder, Ben & Jerry's, H&M, Glossier, The Body Shop, and so many more. But isn't your business, you know, Ben & Jerry's, isn't it ice cream? I mean, seriously, what does ice cream have to do with abortion? If you say it has to do with women's rights, well, let's do them all. Let's do men's rights. Let's do Christian rights. Let's do all of that. Religious rights, or they don't count, probably. So they all signed a letter stating that laws restricting abortion inhibit our ability to build diverse and inclusive workforce pipelines, recruit top talent. So apparently, here's the thing, that they're kind of saying it between the lines, right? They're saying that people of diverse lifestyles want abortions. They're saying that people, you know, top talent people, people that are really good at their jobs, they want abortions. I mean, think about what they're saying to you. That they can't recruit top talent. So you're telling me women who don't believe in abortion can never be the top talent? Is that kind of where your head's at? Women who believe in life, choosing life, they can't be good? They can't be the top in their field? See, that's why it's an ideology. It has nothing to do with reality. You take two hits off the crack pipe to come up with lines like this. The letter declared that it's time for companies to stand up for reproductive health care. Another lie line. While arguing that restricting abortion threatens the health, independence, and economic stability of our employee and customers. You know, not really. How does it threaten the health of? Or the independence of? See, the thing is, again, I didn't talk about this much last week, but I may run a Wendy's ad every night. Seriously. Wendy's is all for adoption. They give money to adoption groups. They're touting and pushing adoption. So what's wrong with that? I would love somebody to explain to me what is wrong with adoption. You know, you talk about surrogacy, right? Move the egg. What's the problem? So, again, what is this? It's almost like a fantasy of killing that's come through. You have the ability to do it. Think about that. You have, as a female who gets pregnant, you have the right to take the life of another human being. That's a powerful place to be, ain't it? I mean, you must think yourself God, some of you, because you have the ability to create. And then you have the ability to take. I don't, as a male. Maybe I'm the one that had sex with you. You got pregnant. I don't have any say in whether that baby lives or dies. You do. Come on, think about this. I mean, years ago, we used to say only God has a right to take a life. That's why murder is illegal. And that's the other thing. You know, they talk about adoption like it's a bad thing, like it's a nasty thing. Look at all those kids, you know, when they're adopted, and how many have been abused, and how many... Okay, what are we like, 0.00167%? Seriously? And I always say, when I talk to kids that have been adopted, I said, think about something. Your parents came looking for you. You couldn't have been an accident for them, to your adopted parents. Right? Think about that. For my Christian friends, think about it. Like, God comes searching for us. He wants you part of the family. You went searching for these kids. If you're adopted, you're listening to me now, maybe you've never thought of that. I don't know. I've had people write me and say, my God, I never thought of that. They came looking for you. They chose you. I hate to put it this way, but I think it's kind of funny. It's like when you go to get a puppy, right? You go find the one you really like. You like how it looks. You like how it is. You like how it acts. You went and chose that. So how could you feel any lesser a person? How could you feel, I don't know, not loved as an adopted? How could you put down an adoptive situation? Better to rip the body apart before it leaves the womb, or let it starve to death after it leaves the womb. I don't know. Abortion has claimed the life of an estimated 880,000 human lives each year in the U.S. alone. Okay? There's 108,000 workers. This means that for every worker represented by the letter are 8 preborn babies who have been destroyed by abortion. And then you got companies like, I don't know, the ACLU, fighting for abortion on demand anytime, anywhere, any place. And it's our fault. We need to get out there and get the right leaders in place. Show was in your host. Always a pleasure. If you got to leave, you can always catch us online if your station doesn't carry the show in the next hour. Otherwise, we'll see you in just a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side.